Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And here we are yet again on the luscious, plush, tropical Planet Rick, which unfortunately is not where he actually lives, but, you know, I like to help him think about that, maybe visualize it in his head. How you doing?
Joined again by Rick Hector. I love the way you painted that picture, man, because I'll tell you, I went to check my mail earlier today, and it wasn't as lush, plush, tropic, and as warm as you may have insinuated, but look, it's another day, man, and the sun was out, and clear skies, man, it's just cold.
Yeah, but what is spring like in Michigan? How do you know that spring has broken in Michigan when it finally starts showing up?
There is no universal hint that applies every year in every spring. You know, there's still a little bit of snow in my front yard. It has been warmer, you know, so much so. It's really funny, like here in Michigan, man, Metro Detroit. You go through this really frigid Arctic spell, and everyone's bundled up really good when they're out. And then let's say the weather warms up to say 25, 30 degrees, and then you see people out with thin windbreakers on and light little thin paper thin jackets, and you know it's like, okay, spring's not here yet, man. I mean, on the calendar, it doesn't start until like the 20th. Or the 21st, but, you know, wishful thinking, you know, fake it until you make it. So I get it. How's the weather there?
It got up into the 60s today, and it was sunny. But it does that two or three days in a row, then we have two or three days of the most depressing weather out there.
60s, huh?
Cold.
Man.
Cold, overcast.
You say that almost dismissively, like, it's cold for your taste, right? You look at the calendar and it's March and you're like, it's 60s, no. You know.
Well, see, check this out. See, ever since I lived in Europe back in the 80s, I like the cool weather. I like the cold weather. Snow doesn't bother me.
You know, I was talking to a friend the other day and, you know, I was telling people, you know, it's like their sensibilities, you know, change based on the seasons, right? Say for example, right now,
right.
It's a little chilly out, but let's say it was 70 degrees, right? In the summer, you know, that would be a nice, you know, decent temperature, sun's out. But if you got that same, you know, if you put your thermostat to 70, like in the throes of winter, you would feel like chilly and want to crank it up to like 80. So it's just a mental mind game, man. 70 degrees is 70 degrees regardless of what season it is. That's how I see it anyway. So, you know, I am just here just biding my time until it gets warm, man. As a matter of fact, I'm looking forward to, you know, a camping trip, believe it or not, later or this month in a couple of weeks, heading down to Florida, down to the Runaway Camping Grounds with Florida Carry, man. They're doing their annual outdoor open carry camping event. I went there last February, but this year it's in March. And, you know, it should be a little warmer, but I'm still packing my big coat. So when I get there, I have this, I wouldn't say it's filled with down, you know, duck feathers or anything, but it's going to get the job done, man, because I'm going to pretend like I'm still back home in Detroit.
I hear you. Just out of curiosity, how do they do an open carry event in Florida?
How do they do it, or how often do they do it?
I mean, in Florida, right, they have a very narrow set of circumstances where they can open carry. And I know that I know a lot of people push those edges of the boundaries, and they're technically correct. And they'll be standing there. I think they have to be fishing or something while they're there.
Right.
And I mean, I've seen video
fishing or camping, right? So
okay. That's
why they have this camping event, right? And of course, some people will be fishing while they're there, and we're all going to be camping. I mean, literally camping, right? Last year when I went, it was in February, and it was decent. It was pleasant during the day, and it got cool, you know, at night, like in the 30s, maybe even the high 20s, and you're in this, you know, tent, and you have a cord running out to the nearest electrical outlet for the space heater, and, you know, you suffer through the night. But, man, I'll tell you, it's a lot of fun, you know, with those guys and gals from Florida Carry, man, and you know, around the campfire and roasting marshmallows and barbecue and all that other good stuff. Man, it's a good time. And, you know, the main day, you know, is when they have various people from all over the country. You know, they give a presentation or speech on various different aspects of gun rights as it exists, either in their local region or things as they see it at the national level. So it's a great gun rights advocacy event, man, and it's a good networking event. You know, you get to meet other people who are doing things similar to yourself, and you get to share notes and pick up a few tips along the way. So I'm going again, and can't wait till I get there in a couple of weeks, man, but it's going to be a blast.
I hear you.
You ever been camping?
I was in the military for, seven years.
Oh, it all counts, man. It all counts, right? If you was in the military while you were serving and you play these mental mind games with yourself and say, hey, let's just pretend that we're camping, right? And then suddenly the whole situation becomes more palatable. I get it, man. Whatever it takes. But you know what? I had never, ever, ever been camping, man. And so it was cool for me, because I had never done it. You know, it's kind of late to be scratching items off the bucket list, man.
Listen to me carefully. Listen to me carefully. When you go down there, do not sleep on the ground without at least one sleeping pad, maybe two. Do not use an air mattress. Use something that is reflective back at you, okay?
Okay, now I'm going to ask you why. What's with the advice? Why not?
If you sleep on the ground without a sleeping pad between you and the ground will suck every bit of heat out of your body overnight.
Oh, okay.
You'll wake up the next day, you'll be like, I'm Rick Ector and I have joints, except I cannot bend anything. Please help me.
Right. So, you know, it's a cool thing, man. You know, and, you know, the big thing is where we all get together and we all do this presentation and educate people on what we're doing and our respective locales from all across the country. So it's great, and it's a networking thing. You get to meet your counterparts and stuff, man. So, and the food, man, good eating, barbecue and, you know, all the trimmings and the sides. And my good friend Kevin Sona,
Hang on for me. I want to hear about this because I got questions about this. Rick is the head of Legally Armed in Detroit. You can find him on YouTube, Rick Ector. Rick's Firearms Academy. Very much in the media out there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Rick Ector, who's going down to camp out at the open carry thing in Florida. And you were talking about what you're going to be doing. So tell me some more about it. The food, the barbecue, all this other stuff. Tell me about it.
Well, man, one of my favorite stories from last year's iteration of Florida Open Carry camping event, man, was Kevin Stona. He's one of the state chairs. He runs a particular section of the state, and he pretty much has a big hand in everything that happens at the event. And one of the things that he was doing at last year's event was, of course, you know, preparing breakfast, you know, on Sunday morning. And it was rather interesting learning, you know, me living vicariously through him, watching him open up a huge can of gravy to go along with the biscuits. Don't ask me how they managed to cook biscuits at a barbecue, but you did time in the service. You can probably tell me all about that. But he didn't have a can opener, right? So how do you open a can of gravy without a can opener, right? Well, he pulls out this huge kitchen knife, right? Something that you would carve up a steak with, and he literally butchered the top of the can until he somehow got this thing open and managed to pour gravy, you know, into a cooking pot on an open flame at the tent on the fire, man, and actually got it going. But I was truly astonished. I really didn't think that he could pull it off, you know. And if you and your listening audience can keep a secret, when I show up later this month at their camping event this year, I'm going to give him a box that's going to be gift wrapped with a bow on it, and it's going to have a can opener in it. So I'm going to.
You're taking all the fun out of this. Listen, when I was in the military, okay, everybody carried. I can't really give you the full initials of this because everybody will do the math, and I don't want to do that. So every vehicle had a BH.
Okay.
A big hammer. And we all had various knives of various types and everything. You could buy these K-bars and the Pilot Survival Knife at the clothing stores. And these knives were not meant to be sharp, but, I mean, one time I had one of each, right? And one time I forgot some of my tent stakes, so I just took both those knives and jammed them in the ground and put my shelter half up with it, you know? Use them to stake out the two corners of the tent. And you'd be surprised what a field expedient savvy person can do when they're actually out there. You'd be surprised what they can put together.
He literally murdered this can of gravy with this knife, man. You know, and I don't know why I wasn't in the moment as it was happening, why I didn't, like, capture this on my cell phone, you know, take video of this, because I never knew that this would grow into this big tale, this favorite story that I like to tell people about the camping event, man. Talk about this guy, Kevin Stoner. I'm going to make him famous. You know, we could probably get a YouTube video on how to murder a can of gravy with a knife because you left the can opener at home. But, yeah, it's very interesting, man. I'm going to make this thing the biggest story in the country.
Go to the Army Navy surplus store, if you have one where you're at, and look for something called a P-38.
It's
a little bitty thing. It looks like half of a razor blade cut down the middle. But when you hold it up, a little barbed end comes out, and that is a can opener, and you can literally jam that in the can and use that the way that thing is designed. It'll punch into the can, and you can cut the can open without murdering it. See, those got done away with because when I came into the military, we were transitioning from C rations – two MREs, which are all plastic bags, right?
Right.
So you didn't need a can opener anymore. Although the C rations, the one time I got served C rations, I was like, I thought these were supposed to be bad. I'm having a pretty good time here.
Right.
But
right.
Go to an Army Navy store and look for a P-38.
I will do that. I even took a note, man. P-38.
You'll be and if they have them, get a handful of them.
I'm going to go there and I'm going to grab one and I'm going to have a gift wrap somewhere and try to create some ad hoc ceremony and do an official presentation. I'm definitely going to get video. You know what they say? If it's not on video, it didn't happen.
You should probably spray paint it gold, too.
right. So for today's segment, man.
We're about 2 minutes away from the break. So tell me what today's segment is. Just understand we're not going to be able to. As soon as you tell me we're. You're going to be telling me where the YouTube channel is and everything. So what's today's segment?
Well, today's segment was brought to my mind about this road rage incident that happened here locally in Metro Detroit, man. And I said, well, you know what? That's something we should talk about, man. How to avoid a road rage incident. And I'll give you the backstory on this particular sale, man. And, you know, it's not a great, incident, but in all things that you hear, you know, if you look close enough, there are usually some lessons that can be gained from it. So, yeah, let's talk about road rage and avoiding it.
Road rage is one of those things. I expect to see that on a lot of occasions, but I've never seen it where I thought I would see it here or where I live.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because I don't know why. I can't honestly tell you why. I have had one instance where somebody pulled in front of me in a median as I was about to turn left, and they were screaming at me in their car.
Mm-hmm.
And this was beginning to sort of frost me up. So I told my wife, I said, listen, if he gets out of the car, I'm going to hand you my gun, and I'm going to go meet him.
Right. Well, you know what? Inspired also in part by this anecdote you just shared with me, man. You know what? I would say it's best to just not be in any chain of event at any point in which the thing can escalate and go somewhere you want it not to go. Because no matter what you tell the cops and the local prosecutor, they're going to say, okay, I heard all the details. We're just going to say it was a road rage incident. And the backstory and how it developed, man, they don't care. You know what? Had you two not had this incident, you all would have gone about your business and made it to your respective destination.
All right. You hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is formally moving ahead with debate on a sweeping stimulus package. Democrats having to clear a procedural hurdle to get it there, and it passed 51-50 with Vice President Kamala Harris breaking the tie between Democrats and Republicans. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson requesting the entire bill be read out loud.
Rural health care, Section 1003, Pandemic Program Administration Funds, Section 1004, funding for the USDA, Office of Inspector General.
After the bill is read in its entirety, there will then be 20 straight hours of debate. The governors of Texas and Mississippi aren't happy with President Biden's reaction to them ending their coronavirus restrictions. Biden suggesting their decisions were motivated by Neanderthal thinking, many businesses still requiring people to wear masks in both states. USA Radio News. Jobless claims climbing as the nation waits for the economy to heal. Mark Hamrick with Bankrate.com says healing will come as more people get vaccinated. But in the meantime, new employment numbers are still elevated.
745,000 new claims in the programs administered by states and another 437,000 or so in the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program. So you step back from this and you see about a total of 1.2 million new claims coming in.
Hamrick also telling USA Radio News he feels confident that as vaccine rollouts continue, the economy is bound to improve substantially. Americans are paying more than ever each month for their car loans. The average loan payment of a new car is now around $600. That's according to Experian's 2020 Auto Financing Report. Loans for used cars also breaking records, with drivers borrowing around $24,000. It's the first time monthly payments on used cars has reached over $400. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Rick Ector on Planet Rick, and we're going to talk about road rage, how to prevent it, how to deal with it.
You know what? You threw the term out there, road rage, for the benefit of our listening audience, man. Give me a working definition of what you would say road rage is.
When I see road rage, what is happening is that I see a motorist who's driving somewhere, stopping somewhere, chasing somebody somewhere. Something's happened. He feels like he's been cut off. He doesn't like the road manner. Something has happened where you have an aggressor versus a perceived instigator. And, at least there's going to be some tongue lashing, and there seems to be a lot more of that than used to be. I mean, a lot of times it breaks down and devolves into at least a hand-to-hand encounter, and sometimes gunplay.
Yeah, That's the ultimate bad thing that could come of a road rage incident. And unfortunately, you know, quite a few of those happen from time to time, man. And, you know, in the aftermath, you know, the so-called post-mortem, you know, there's always a lesson to be learned from that. You know, and I've even can recall anecdotally some incidents I could have been involved in, but, you know, I know that I carry a gun. You know, I have a permit to do so. And I know that if I allow myself to engage in any sort of behavior that could be construed as retaliation or escalation, then this whole incident could go off the rails and something very dramatic can happen, right? So, you know, I tried to do my best, and as a matter of fact, there was one incident that I was involved in, man. You know, I started to get a little heated myself, but, you know, I did not escalate, and I did not take the mindset, well, hey, I have a gun, worst-case scenario, you know, I like my chances. No, I'm like, okay, I've encountered someone who has gone off the rails, and I need to, like, either de-escalate this situation or get myself away from this person as best I can, man. So, yeah, I do like your working definition of road rage. It fits very neatly to encapsulate what we're talking about here. So, if you're out on the road, man, just tell me anecdotally from your life experiences, man, like what can you do when you're driving and out on the road to not create, at least within the minds of some other person, a mindset that might cause someone who's easily triggered to flip out and want to engage in a road rage incident?
That depends, because it really is going to depend on the individual that we're discussing that might be the road rager. I use turn signals, right? On the highway, I drive pretty fast, but I use turn signals. I don't cut anybody off. I don't want to cause a traffic accident. I don't want to be in a traffic accident. I like my car the way it is. I don't want it to get patched up. I like it pristine the way it is. So, what can I do in terms of that? All I can try to do is be aware of everything around me, like I should be doing anyway. Don't put, you know, don't get on my phone, don't do any of this other stuff, and just be aware of what's going on. Additionally, I have both a rear-facing and a forward-facing camera on my car.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Have you captured any road rage incidents?
I was coming home the other day on the highway between Columbia, South Carolina, and Greenville, South Carolina the other day, and I don't think he was a road rager, but he was really driving really unsafe, very aggressively. I mean, he was right up on me. I was in the passing lane trying to pass, and it was nothing but solid. It was just solid traffic down there, and he was up on me to where I couldn't see. I could barely see the top of his windshield. That's how much he was in my rear view, my rear window, and I couldn't see him. And my rear view camera was going into incident mode and recording clips of it.
Did you happen to turn those images, that video, over to law enforcement, or did you say?
Well, he didn't do anything except drive like an idiot. He was only driving like an idiot. If he'd gone any further than that, if he started banging me or something, yeah, I would have turned that over. But he didn't really do anything, huh?
Because, you know, there are some people that aren't as level-headed as you under the circumstances, and they might start engaging in passive-aggressive retaliation, like the infamous brake check, right?
No, that's not something I want to do. I find that, like I said, especially as close as he was, if I'd done that, he would have hit me.
Right.
And if you're doing 75 miles an hour and you get tagged on the back, well, that's not good.
Right. So
especially if he doesn't hit.
So I like the position that you're taking. You know, essentially, you know, as drivers, as operators of vehicles on the road, you know, we want to make sure that we're engaging in behavior that wouldn't trigger some emotionally or unstable person out there behind the wheel and cause them to flip out. taking a defensive driving class definitely would be something that, you know, we all should look into. And as a matter of fact, you may even get the added bonus of getting a break on your insurance, you know, if they knew that you took such training. Planning your route, you know, you mentioned scanning, checking your rear view, checking your blind spots, you know, making sure that you employ adequate braking distance, you know, when you need to slow down, you know, and avoiding distractions, you know. But, man, I'll tell you, despite our best efforts, some people out there might just slip out, man. And, you know, you try to just make your way through the incident as best you can. You know, I would stress and would suggest that no one should engage in any behavior that could be construed as retaliation. You know, brake checking, tailgating people. You know, if you're in the fast lane, hey, do your business in the fast lane, pass traffic, and get out of the fast lane. You know, even whenever, you know, I've been traveling, like say I'm going to be traveling to Florida, and yeah, I'm going to be driving down, man. But, you know, if I'm out on the highway and I'm in the fast lane, you know, once I get out of, you know, where I'm trying to go, once I pass and get over and get out of the way, you know, free the lane up for people whose lead feet are bigger than yours, you know.
Well, I don't. If somebody's coming up behind me, I'll get over and let them go. I'm not going to hold them up. If they're going faster than I'm going, they're accomplishing something. So they definitely should be allowed to go past me. So, you know, that part of it, I have no issue letting that happen. Like I said, I don't want to cause a traffic accident. I don't want to be in a road rage incident. Coming up on the next break, how do they find Rick Ector?
I am Rick, R-I-C-K, Ector, E-C-T-O-R. I am legally armed in Detroit.com, Detroit, CCW. You can find me all over cyberspace, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn. Look for me. I'm telling you, you won't be able to miss me.
YouTube channel is particularly impressive. Just from, I mean, the volume of stuff he's got up there, you know he's been working. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The Mech Tech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, talking to Rick Ector. We're on Planet Rick. We've been talking about road rage. Please, sir, take it away.
Yeah, because, you know, one of the big local stories here in Detroit, man, there was this guy, 39-year-old Detroit man, who incidentally had recently been released from prison and served 20 years for murder, believe it or not, and he found himself involved in a road rage case. And believe it or not, this guy was so triggered that he used a gun. Of course, you know, being a felon, he wasn't supposed to have a gun, but that didn't stop him anyway. And he proceeded to kill a motorist on the highway in a road rage. Yeah, okay. Well, if everyone did what they were supposed to do, right, you're a felon, you shouldn't have a gun. But one of the consequences, of course, is this guy is going to be going right back. He's currently facing first-degree murder charges, assault with intent to murder, a felon in possession of a firearm, carrying a concealed weapon without a concealed carry license, and three of these interesting charges we have here in Michigan called felony firearms. In Michigan, if you commit certain felonies while in possession with a firearm, you get a mandatory 2-year conviction that cannot be served concurrently with any other time that you have. So he's going back, man. He's going to be there for a long time. And, you know, when you consider the seriousness of the outcome of this incident, you know, someone lost their life over something that I'll say as trivial as road rage, you know, so be it, you know. Glad that this person won't be on the road. This will possibly imperil the lives of other people, man. So I get it. And so that was my motivation in looking at this road rage incident and being able to pull some lessons from it, because when I go down to Florida, I'm going to be riding down with a fellow friend, a fellow gun owner. He's a guy that's relatively active here in the state of Michigan, and he is going to be going to my women's free shooting event this upcoming August. And as we're riding down, man, I wanted to make sure that I did a quick review of what I feel best practices are when you're going to be on the road for an extended period of time. What was the last road trip you took?
Last road trip, I go to Columbia, South Carolina every weekend, which is about an hour and a half away. It's not like what you're going to do, but it's been a moment, you know, in this COVID era. It's been a little bit of time since I've gone on a serious road trip. Last time probably would be, define road trip for me so I know what to give you.
Well, you know, hypothetically speaking, I will be
driving
on the road.
Driving to Indianapolis to the NRA event back in 2019.
Okay.
That was about an eight-hour drive for me, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, that's plenty of opportunity out on the open road. You're going to be coming into contact, relatively speaking, with other people on the road, you know, and you're going to make sure that you're on your, not necessarily your best behavior, but at least time and courtesy. I'm sure you weren't tailgating. You didn't hog the fast lane. You weren't holding up traffic. You know, you switched lanes with care. You weren't distracted. You didn't have all sorts of videos going on or having a phone in your hand and having it all in your face while you're doing.
Not until I got to Indianapolis. Now, you went to that, right? You went to that one.
I was at Indy, yes.
When I got to Indianapolis the day before all that opened up, as soon as I hit Indianapolis, there was a cloud burst, and I mean, it was raining so hard that none of my GPS would work. The onboard in the car, the ones on the phone, none of those would work. So now I'm in Indianapolis, don't know anything about Indianapolis. No, I've got a hotel reservation somewhere, so I finally had to call them, and they had to guide me in on the phone. But I mean, yeah, I was I did have a bunch of stuff in my face, but I pulled over to try to set some of that up.
Right. But you could at least see. You just didn't have access to navigation. You know what? I hadn't considered this before I talked to you, but, man, that would be something cool to add to my list here. Have an actual atlas, right, with all the highway maps on it. Can people still read maps anymore?
I asked a military recruiter that last year, and see in the 80s we didn't have GPS. I'm sure they did, but we didn't have it, so we had to be able to read a map and shoot an azimuth and shoot a resection and shoot a back azimuth. We had to be able to be out there, not know where we are, and look at the map and look at our surroundings and pinpoint where we were, right? And we could do that.
That's one of those special maps. What kind of map is that called? A
grid map.
Yeah, a grid map, and you have to be able to decipher the symbols on it to actually see which three-dimensional features of the environment are.
Well,
being
you do it by the elevation lines. If the elevation lines are close, that means it's a sheer climb, right? And if they're far apart, it means it's a little more gradual.
Oh, no, man. You know, just to go from, say, you know, from where you're coming from, your neck of the woods to Indianapolis, now you wouldn't need one of those special maps.
No. You could go to, like, a AAA, and they've got books they'll give them to you.
Okay.
They'll give you all the maps.
Dinosaurs, man. I don't know if they still do that. Do they still do.
They still do. I've gotten some from them recently. I just haven't renewed my membership with them simply because I sort of got angry with them for something, so.
And one other
not road thing, rage, phone rage.
One huge thing that we all can do when we're out on the road, no matter where you're going, leave early. I have like an absolute habit. I would even say it's a fetish, man. I like to be on time, man, and I will leave early. Even if I am so much as an hour early and I'm just sitting there, you know, in a comfy chair, just playing in my phone for, say, 30 minutes to an hour before my appointment starts, I love to be early, and if anything happens, I won't feel, you know, the urge to compensate by engaging in risky behavior such as speeding or, you know, weaving in and out of traffic.
Right.
You know, we've all had those situations. You're late for a meeting, or you're running to the airport so you can park your car and then go through TSA and all that business, or you're going to work, or heaven forbid, you're out on the road, man, and you know what? You didn't check the weather forecast last night, and you wish you had left early because of inclement weather. So, you know, all these things can at least ameliorate or possibly reduce you being in an environment with road rage could certainly appear, man. But, you know.
Well, I mean, in today's day and age, since we don't know who is out there nowadays, I think that you just about have to try everything. What you're saying is definitely true. If you can take your time and not have to worry, if somebody, you know, if you get held up by traffic or somebody cuts in front of you or something, and you're like, well, look, I'm not punching a clock. I'm okay, so I'll be there 5 minutes later than I would be if I just sit right here. So, okay, I'll play your stupid game. You know, anyway.
And, of course, a cell phone, right? Indispensable for all situations. It's the Swiss Army knives of today's populace, man. Cell phone. And you know what? Keep that bad boy charged up, man.
Yeah.
The point of having a cell phone if it's like 5 minutes remaining.
You know, I don't even know this, but what kind of car do you drive?
Who, me?
You.
Oh, man, I got a Dodge Caravan, man.
Well, that's okay. I was thinking about getting a minivan myself, but that's okay. I've had one of those before. I like those. They ride like a Cadillac. Well, all I was saying was I'm sure there's lots of places to keep your mobile phone charged there anyway. But we're running out of time. Tell everybody how to find you real quick.
I am Rick Ector, R-I-C-K-E-C-T-O-R, Legally Armed in Detroit and Detroit CCW. You can find me on social media, whether it's YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and always every Thursday evening, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Bill Frady's Lock and Load. It's been my pleasure, and I look forward to seeing you next Thursday, 5 o'clock.
Thank you, sir. We will talk soon. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality controls second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.